Basically, one can say that for Freud, there is the immediate crisis after birth, you might say, of a wish or an impulse and the prohibition brought against that by the mother or father or disciplinary agent. And these prohibitions against which the wish comes are functions of the social order. They are determined by the society in which the individual exists. The parent in one society will say yes to something which in another society would receive a no. Consequently, the parent becomes the agent for the social structure, and the wish, which cannot be fulfilled, since an infant cannot sustain a tension of unfulfillment, is, as he says, pushed into the unconscious. With the wish, however, goes the prohibition, and that's the great Freudian formula: wish, prohibition. The wish then goes into the unconscious, and along with it the prohibition, so that you have a plus-minus quantum down there, and it's that tension. Every time that wish recurs from the unconscious, it carries with it the prohibition, which has been, as Freud says, introjected. It has become an operating factor in the psychological structure of this individual. Now, such an electric charge cannot be retained. It has to be projected, and it is projected on apparently innocent phenomena, and so you get the projection of the forbidden wish on some apparently innocent object, which immediately becomes infected with mana, with unrealistic energy, energy that has no relationship to that object's actual value in life. But the object becomes then, as it were, a sacred object, radiant in a certain way, and the person's relationship to it is ambivalent and intentional.